even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets of success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technological success. Please follow us online at www.LadyZ.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please make sure you follow us on Instagram at LadyZhe. My next guest is a radio show host, a producer, MC, rapper, instrumentalist, multi-instrumentalist, none other than the ZYG808. So I ran across this young man through Blacktopia, and I loved his energy, and it just really reminded me of like old school hip hop and the storytellers, and I was completely there for it. So I wanted to introduce you, my dear listeners, to this young man. And how are you?
I'm great, you know. Just, yeah, it's funny you bring up Blacktopia because, you know, I've been you know, in contact with them for a while now. It's like back in 2018 when I had my demo come out, I had a meet and greet with DJs on there, and they played a couple of my tracks. That was fun.
Yeah. Like, Blacktopia is really dope. I like the community. That my Yeah, so yeah. I want to know, what grade are you in? Have you graduated from high school yet?
one more year till I graduate. I actually just turned 17 2 weeks ago. My birthday was June 11th. And finished my junior year of high school.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that's pretty dope. So how did you come up with the name ZYG808? I know what the 808 means, but...
Yeah, it's the drum machine. ZYG, there's actually a couple of meanings behind that one. You know, there's ZYG in the supreme alphabet, zigzag, zig, Y, God. And that means the path of knowledge is a journey full of challenges.
That one more time. The path to God is a journey full of challenges?
Of challenges.
Of challenges.
Rise above the 85% of the sand anyway. Yes.
Right. So I know that you are you're a deep thinker. I've seen some of your speeches presentations that you've given. So what kind of sparked your artistic perspective?
My artistic perspective kind of developed over a period of years, really. Because I was into music really straight out of the gate. You know, when I tell this story all the time, and a lot of people don't believe this, but when my mom was still pregnant with me, my dad would tap on her stomach and I would tap back to him. Like, he'd tap a rhythm, I'd tap a rhythm, and then it was a fun, you know, game that we had. And when I was younger, I would be always just banging on stuff in the house. And then when I was 4, that's when I got my first drum set. It was like one of those little black and white first act discovery ones. Then I got like a proper drum set for my 10th birthday in 4th grade. And that's when I started actually playing. I ended up joining band. I joined band in 4th grade, actually. The following year, I started with jazz band. And then in middle school was when I started rapping. I had demos that I was doing with my cousin, JJ Nice. We still actually work together, actually.
Oh, that's cool. Keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, what are all the instruments that you play?
Of the instruments that I can play well, it's drums and the vibraphone. And I'm getting better at piano. I can play either chords or melodies, but not both. like in the beats that I make where, you know, there's chords and melodies on the piano, I do one track of the chords and one track of the melodies. You know, I've been practicing more, though.
Okay, that's cool. So when did you know, you were a baby, and by the way, I believe you that your dad would tap rhythms when you were a baby. I believe you. Because children are smarter than people give them credit for. I'm definitely convinced, because I've seen my son drop some knowledge on me, and I thought, you were really paying attention. So babies are smarter than people give them credit for, I think. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, you look at the phrase truth from the mouths of babes. There's got to be something behind that if they've been saying that for so long.
Right.
And there's truth to it. Played like multiple times throughout human events.
All right. So tell me about your radio show. How did that come about? And what is the name of your radio show?
The name of my radio show is The Cipher, and at first, when I started it, it was it's actually through the dual enrollment classes that I was doing at the local community college on Cape Cod. You know, I started doing dual enrollment classes in September of this past school year. And since I basically was a student at 4C's, I could, you know, get involved. I could get involved with the radio club, which I did. And I was already pretty good friends with the general manager of the station, Naomi Ehrenberg. And that's how I ended up getting my original slot, which was Wednesdays at 6:30. And then at around the same time, it was when I began also posting the weekly episodes of my show to a podcasting site. Originally, I was using Podomatic, but now I'm using Mixcloud because, well, it's easier because with Podomatic, unless you pay a certain amount of money per month, there's only a certain amount of megabytes that you can use that you can have uploaded for shows, which is kind of dumb, but it's what they do. So,
okay,
switch to Mixcloud because unlimited clouded. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And when the whole COVID shutdown happened, when the whole COVID shutdown happened, I wasn't able to, you know, actually get to the physical radio station. So I, you know, was on hiatus for a little bit, but, you know, now I'm back, you know, Thursdays at 9:30. What my show kind of specializes in is indie artists. So I have actually a link on my website for artists to submit their music. It has to be clean, obviously. They submit their music and it gets played on the show.
Oh,
and also, I post a playlist on my Instagram and my Facebook.
Oh, that's awesome. So what made you not only, you know, write and produce your own music, but then go into radio? What drew you to radio?
Well, I mean, radio just seemed like a fun idea, you know, because I like making music. I also like listening to music and I like playing music. And a lot of artists end up going into radio anyways, and, you know, it works and it's fun for the most part. So why not just go down another avenue?
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So when you meet people and they are probably surprised that you're so young and so just self-aware and ambitious and like doing your thing, like what is your response to that?
I usually just make sure that I get in contact with them somehow so that we can work together.
Okay.
You know.
So
as far as
finish your thought. Go ahead.
Okay. So as far as the thing of being young, that's just everybody's young at one point, and I have the things that I want to do, and I have the, you know, means to do them. So why not just start now? So, you know, you start the foundation when you're still young, and then by the time that you're 20. There you go. You're like on your way to being set. Plus, music is something that I love doing, so, you know, why not? Yeah.
That's smart. So you have some projects that's dropping on the 1st, and for the listeners to know, I submitted some footage for this video. So tell our listeners a little bit about that single and that video that's dropping and your recording project.
Yeah, so yes, the single. That one took me like a couple of days, like, you know, 2 days, and it wasn't even a thing of writer's block. When I was recording it, it was May, so, you know, it was finals week, not for high school, but for my college classes, for my, you know, my communications class, I had a project due, and for my English class, I had a paper. And for my math class, there was a big test. So, you know, that kind of halted a lot of music production. But then, you know, I finally finish it. And then me and my dad, who directed the video, we both like were brainstorming. And I think it was one of us who had come up with the idea for the video theme to be a Zoom call or me doing a performance on Instagram Live and people are watching. And yeah, it was just, you know, we'd ask people and we sent out invites and we sent like a version of the song for people to dance to. And we got a whole bunch of submissions. A few friends of mine actually end up in the video. A couple of my longtime collaborators, JJ Nice, makes a cameo in the video. And also my friend Rock Dicey, who I'm going to be working with, and I already have some tracks out with him. He's going to be in the video also.
Okay, that's super dope. It's a family and friend affair. So we just had Father's Day. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about what impact has your dad had on your music and your art?
My dad and I work together all the time. That's the thing, you know. He also had a big influence on a lot of my early music tastes, because a lot of the music that I was listening to early on was what he had playing in the car stereo.
Now, so what did he expose you to? What kind of music did you enjoy listening to growing up?
Well, there was a lot of funk. I developed a really early appreciation for James Brown. And let's see, there was some Biggie playing in the car. There were like a couple of Tupac songs. I think there was some like NWA, but that was like later on when he started playing that with me around. Because, you know, I was sort of impressionable as a kid, so he made sure that what he played around me didn't have a lot of swears in it. So, you know, there was a lot of Rakim also. And, you know, there was like some Wu-Tang, there was Heavy D, Curtis Blow, lot of the older people.
Wow, that's good.
And some CeeLo Green also, like Charles Barkley.
So what is the best piece of advice that your dad has given you so far?
The best piece of advice that my dad has given me so far, there are three types of people in the music industry, and in the end, only one actually wins. That's the advice.
I'm listening. Okay, break it down. What are the three types?
Oh, I've never had to go into it before. So, wait, you have a child in the room. You might want to send him out.
Let me send them out so you can speak freely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There. Okay, so three types are pimps, hoes, and hustlers. Those are the three types in the music industry. Pimps, hoes, and hustlers.
I can see that. I can see why people say that.
Yeah. And in the end, the hustlers are the ones who actually win for real.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, would you ever consider a major label deal if one was offered?
It would depend on what the details of the deal were.
That's
a really big thing as far as how I would go. Because, like, if it's a 360,
then no.
I'm kind of sketched out by the concept of a 360.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
I see a lot of artists, and some that I don't even like, but they're always, you know, complaining about some type of label drama. Like,
right.
Lil Uzi Vert always complaining on Twitter about how DJ Drama wasn't letting him drop music and how his fans had to end up waiting 2 years for an album, you know. Or Meg Thee Stallion basically talking about the same thing, her label not letting her drop music.
Right.
Or Mitch the Kid having some other sort of unspecified problem with his label.
Right.
Or Lil Wayne and Carter Five. What I would really want is like distribution and promotion.
Right. So my final question to you or what are three things that you would advise an independent artist to do to get success?
Well, three things. Well, let's see. Number one, one of the most important things is network. Network, network, network. Always find more people to work with, you know, more people to show your music to. And, you know, just like either find a community to be a part of or build one of your own. That's one important thing. Another thing is just make sure that the actual product that you have, like the music, is good, is, you know, as close to top tier, as close to, you know, the high pinnacle, that's the word that I was using, that I was trying to use, as it can be. And also, any opportunities that come your way, that, you know, first, look into them extensively. Look into them extensively, and, you know, if it's worth it, if it's absolutely worth it, then just, you know, go for it.
You know what? I really like your third point, because that kind of goes to the best advice that your father gave you about the three types of people in the industry, and it's really easy to get taken advantage of if you don't do your due diligence. I'm thinking of several popular scams in the music industry right now that, you know, the people who perpetrated are making literally hundreds and thousands off of musicians, hopeful musicians, and they're not doing anything with their music. They're not promoting it. They're not doing anything. So I think that's really important for artists to do their research. I definitely agree with that.
I've heard a lot of people recently complaining about New England mixtapes and saying that they do business kind of dirty. And I'm not saying anything. I don't think that they do, but, you know, there was like one thing that I saw that was kind of sort of sketchy, not like full on sketchy, but like, you know, something didn't like fully sit right. I ended up entering a freestyle competition with New England mixtapes, and I ended up making it to the second round, but I ended up getting beaten out in the second round by this guy named Andrell, who's actually, you know, he's really good. He makes really good music. But there were a couple of people who had lost that ended up like being advanced for knockout things in the second round anyways, despite losing. Like, I'm not gonna name any names, but, you know, there was like a few people, and a couple of them weren't exactly what the kids would call good, you know. But to each their own.
Right, to each their own.
Like, that's just a thing that I noticed.
So I wanted to talk. I really appreciate the time that you have spent on this, and I'm actually, I'm down to 24% on my computer now, so I need to put it back on the charger, but I thank you for coming on to the Jazzy Tech Lounge with Lady Z. And do you have any contact information on how people can connect with you that you'd like to share?
Sure. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are at the ZYG808. That's the ZYG, the number 8, the number 0, and the number 8. The two emails to reach out to are either the ZYG808@gmail.com or soulpoetsrecords@gmail.com. Also, follow Soul Poets Records on Instagram, because that's another place where you can get information on me and also an artist that I'm working with by the name of Rock Dicey. You know, we post some of his stuff on there too. And let's see, YouTube is the ZYG808 Vivo. That's one of the places where the video is going to be available. There's also, I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon, and Tidal also.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
We'll see. Thumpin.
Thumpin is the name of the song that's coming out, right?
Oh, yeah. Thumpin comes out July. Yeah, the name of the song is Thumpin. That comes out July 1st, and I have a collaboration with Rock Dicey and Lil Redhead coming out July 15th. That one's called 3Ms. I did the beat for that one.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe,
stay safe,
stay home,
stay home,
and keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?